It's been almost 2 weeks since the Paonia girls basketball team won the 2A state championship, and players and fans are still talking about it. Paonia beat Swink 54-44, just edged Del Norte 49-48 in the semifinals, then cruised to a 59-42 win over Ray to claim the title. The Eagles finished the season at a perfect 25-0. Head coach Scott Rinks and the Eagles were in the KVNF studio last weekend to talk about their outstanding season. Coach Rinks started an all-senior lineup this year, and all five Eagles joined KVNF News in the studio.
I'm Sophia Anderson, and I play point guard, and I'm going to be playing basketball at Colorado Mesa University.
I'm McKenna Hardigan, and I play Bose, and I'm going to Shattered State College. Make sure to play volleyball.
I'm Brittany Kendall, and I was a guard, and I'm going to Dodge City Community College in Dodge City, Kansas, to play softball.
I'm Emily Pieper, and I'm a guard, and I'm going to St. Francis University to play volleyball.
I'm Brianna Van Vliet. I'm also a guard. I'm going to Idaho State University for track.
Brittany Kendall hit the shot of the state tournament when she sank a three-pointer at the buzzer to end the first quarter against Ray. She heaved the ball from well past the half-court line and sank the crazy shot. After that, Paonia went on an 18-7 run, and the game was basically over. It was the only shot Kendall made all game.
I was a little nervous. I didn't really know if it was, and I didn't think it was going to go in, but I really just threw it up and hoped it was going in.
Brianna Van Vliet, who holds the state record in the long jump, has won a lot of big games in many sports in her career. Her sister, Ashley Van Vliet, graduated from Paonia last year and is also running track at Idaho State. Brianna talked about why this basketball title is so special.
I definitely have to say the most special part about this is the team, the girls, what it's like to play together, because it's a feeling you'll never learn in track or any other sports that don't have that unity and that teamwork.
And I know you're so competitive with your sister. Are you going to kind of hold this one over her head and say a little bit, I won this championship?
For sure. I think it definitely already is there. She texted me right after the game and congratulated me and also expressed how she was a little jealous about. It's not her, but she was definitely very proud.
Sophie Anderson, the only Eagle who will play basketball in college, joined the squad before her junior season at Paonia.
Well, they really welcomed me. As I came as a junior, and they brought me into their family and really meshed with them as a team. So,
and I noticed a lot throughout the 2 years I've watched you play, it doesn't seem like a game of Paonia unless you're falling on the floor a lot.
I know. I guess I grew up being really little, and I guess I kind of play little sometimes and just get knocked around. So...
McKenna Hardigan was Paonia's leading scorer in the championship game, throwing in 18 points to lead the Eagles.
I mean, it was really exciting to win. I didn't know really that I was, like, I didn't know that was my best game. Like, I didn't feel like it. I felt like I was just playing, you know, it was my team the last time. Like, the whole game, it felt like it was 0-0. And then, like, I looked up at the last, like, 3 minutes, I think it was, and realized how far we were ahead. And then I was like, you know, just kind of relaxed because I was like, this is it.
Emily Pieper was part of a core group of Paonia girls who went to the state tournament in volleyball, basketball, and track 4 years in a row. She talked about the chemistry among this special group of athletic girls.
Well, we're all best friends, and it's just really fun to play out there with, especially these seniors. We've grown up together, and Sophie coming in, she's just been such a plus to us, and it's just really fun being on the court with your best friends every day.
For Coach Rinks, this team is separated from others he's coached in the past by their fierce level of competition.
I think that's kind of goes to all these girls, is they don't like to lose. You know, so even when we're down, we're not afraid, and they'll step back up. And, you know, there wasn't really one time this year that I was worried about losing, because I knew that it was just a matter of time before we found that drive again and would win the game.
And going undefeated, it really did seem like it was destined. Did you feel like fate was on your side this year?
Yeah, I did, you know, and that was one of the neat things about after we won the game. I went in the locker room, and you know, obviously 2010 was special for me because of my daughter's team, But when I walked in the locker room and I told the girls, I said, you know, not only are you the state champions, but you hold the best record in the history of Paonia basketball. And that kind of, I think, sunk into them a little bit and topped it off even more that they are the best that we've had.